Blog Talk Radio.
The way that they're written, you could pretty much just read them word for word and it's fine. It flows well enough. It's not set up as if it's just one thing, but you could read it that way.
Man, it's fucking hot in here.
All right.
I was going to say, can you help me figure out a solution where I can black out my windows and not have the AC off? Anyone has a suggestion? Because it's fucking hot as balls in here.
A better microphone.
What does the microphone have to do with it? It's the light.
Because then
it just wants us to have better
microphones. It picks up the sound, not the overall room sound.
No, there's another problem besides the sound. It's that the blackout shade goes over the AC unit.
Well, can't you just not have it go over the AC? Like,
no, because the light comes in. It's like a translucent paneling on the sides of the AC.
Can you move your camera?
It would be tough. I'd have to move my whole computer. Like, anywhere I put the camera in this sort of alcove where the computer is will be facing a window. And it's a big-ass computer.
I don't know.
Well, whatever. I'll just suffer. Just let me complain about it a little bit. That is a webcam. I'm on a desktop now, so I had to get a webcam.
And you can't, like, position it to, like, a different...
I've moved it to every... I mean, I've been Zoom calling with people all the time, too, so I'm trying to move it to better locations, and they all interact with the window with light streaming in. I think in a month or so, it won't matter because the sun will be down by the time we start doing the show.
I feel like so few people typically see the video version that if you want to put comfort before, like, the best possible video image, that's fine. I wouldn't mind.
To an extent, I agree, but it looked really horrible. Like, I looked like Casper the Ghost the last time I didn't have the shade down. So I'd rather
maybe
just suffer.
Maybe if you get a light, like a ring light or something.
How would that work? Where would I put it? In front of me? And then
front. Yeah, that's how I'm doing mine.
Oh.
Well, I don't think that's the issue, though, because he has light in front of him.
I don't have a full
light.
He has the light behind him. But if the light enhances the foreground, it might work.
Try it, I guess. I don't know.
If you have like a lamp or something that you could test it with.
I don't have anything small enough to put in front of me right now, but I could get one. I'll
something
get
to consider. Yeah.
I'll just slaughter like a wildebeest for 90 minutes, and then next week I'll look into things over the week. Thank you.
Add Rob, or do you want to do it after?
Let's do it.
Okay. Just don't forget to record.
Yep.
And also, we're not live anywhere, right?
Not yet.
Okay.
We're live.
So, I was thinking, like, you should probably put, like, a transition at the beginning and end of it, because just to signify that it's, like, a break in the conversation. But anyway.
And just make note of which one you're reading beforehand, like, slate it, because there's the August 28th one and the September 1st one. I'm not sure if they're exactly the same or not.
They look
the same.
Yeah, exactly the same.
Yeah.
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 So let's mute ourselves, and if we want to chime in, unmute. Sound good?
All right. How do I start it? Let's take a moment to talk about Metallica.
One band on this show that we can't get enough of is Metallica, and I'm here to let you know about something.
Is this going to be inserted in, or is this
yes.
the beginning of the role? Oh, okay.
One of the bands we have a lot of fun with and enjoy talking about here on the Metal Injection Livecast is Metallica. And Metallica is back with the San Francisco Symphony for the 2019 SNM 2 concerts. They basically got together on two nights, September 6th and September 8th, 2019. They reunited the band with the Symphony with the... Let's start over.
I can edit you. So just keep going. If you want just take the line again.
Let me just start over. One band we certainly spent a lot of time talking about here on the live cast is Metallica, and they are back. Band joined the San Francisco Symphony on September 6th and 8th of 2019 for the SNM2 concert series. It was the first time they got together with the symphony since 1999. And the reunion features first ever symphonic renditions of songs written and released since those original SNM shows. That's right. Metallica and San Francisco Symphony SNM2 is available now. Do you hear those dogs? Okay. So I should also, I think that's the difference in the reads, is it's available now and it's not available. Oh, no, they're both available now. Okay.
I hear the dogs a lot. I hear the dogs a lot. I don't know about anyone else. Now it's like subsiding.
I think once I start talking, it'll compress it.
Okay.
Here's what you can expect. The concert film from Metallica and the San Francisco Symphony is the concert event of the belch of the year. I would hope you would have a little beverage while you're watching the concert film. There'll be plenty of belching for that. You get 20 songs. That's 2.5 hours of music. You got to drink something, dude. 2.5 hours of music if you watch this in one sitting. And many Metallica fan favorites. And 2 classical songs chosen by musical director Michael Tilton Thomas of the San Francisco Symphony. That's interesting. I'm curious to hear how Metallica plays some classical stuff. SNM2 is newly re-edited by the band and remixed and remastered audio for a whole new look and sound. Greg Feidelman with James Hetfield and Lars Ulrich, the SNM2 live album captures more than 2.5 hours of James, Lars, Kirk, and Robert Trujillo joining forces with the nearly 80-strong San Francisco Symphony. How many yeahs do you think we get during the 2.5 hours, Durinsky?
Quite a lot. 1 million.
Give me a yeah.
Yeah, yeah. How was that?
That was great. SNM2 comes in a various array of formats, ranging from digital on all streaming outlets, 4LP vinyl, 2CD, DVD Blu-ray versions, and they have a ridiculous limited edition color deluxe box. I think this deluxe box is the perfect idea if you have a friend or family member that you need to get a holiday gift for coming up down the line and you don't want to think at all about what to get them. Just get them this box set because it looks awesome and it's like made for gift giving. So Metallica and the San Francisco Symphony, SNM2, it's out now. And where can you go, Darren, for more info? You can go to Metallica.com. Can I get a yeah?
Metallica.yeah. No, it's .com. Sorry. Metallica.com. Yeah. Yeah, yo.
Okay, that works.
I'm sorry. I didn't hit the mute in time, so I had to stall.
I'll edit it.
It's fine. Yeah, we can edit it.
So just do you want to, if you press stop recording, it'll save this as a separate file when we're done with our session. And then when you're ready to record the actual podcast, just hit it again.
All right. I'm ready to go.
He's doing a second read. I'm assuming they don't want the two to sound exactly the same since they sent us 2 different copies.
He did do two, one, two. He just did two.
No, he didn't.
No, he just stopped in the middle.
Yeah, there was just a lot of stops. That was one.
It has to be 2 different ones.
All right.
Why don't you do the other one next week? Fine.
Let's get it out of the way now. We're here.
Okay.
Let's just get
sure.
It.
Ooh! That's my best James Hetfield. But you can hear the actual James Hetfield on the new Metallica and San Francisco Symphony release, SNM2, featuring 2 concerts last year, September 6th and 8th. Remember concerts? Those were fun. And so Metallica reunited with the San Francisco Symphony, and it's the first time they played together since those epic performances in 1999, which means this new version of SNM, Metallica, and San Francisco Symphony, SNM2, features new symphonic renditions of Metallica songs released since then. Although I don't think Frantic is one of them, unfortunately. But anyway, the concert film from Metallica and the Symphony, it's called Concert Event of the Year. Many people are saying Concert Event of the Year. 20 songs, over 2.5 hours of music, many Metallica favorites, and two classical songs. Newly re-edited, produced by their bro, Greg Fidelman, who they've worked with on the last few albums. So you know it has that crisp, new age Metallica sound. You can hear Rob, Kirk, Lars, and James killing it on SNM2 for over 2.5 hours. There's plenty different versions of this release. You know Metallica wants to give it to you any way you want it. You want it digital? You got it. You want vinyl? They got a 4-LP set. They got a 2-CD set. They have DVD, Blu-ray versions, and a awesome limited edition deluxe color box. Metallica and San Francisco Symphony SNM2 is available now. Visit Metallica.com for more info. Okay.
Beautiful.
Very nice. Is there any way that you can bring your mic closer, though?
Yeah.
You sound a little bit far away.
I'm like running out of desk space with all these laptops over here.
Oh, shit. Such a long call.
Could someone call into Block Talk to make sure?
Yep.
Talking to my nephew on the phone. I'll hang up as soon as you're done.
Heard it. Good.
All right, we're ready?
I think Noah's still talking. Gave me time to change my name to the Ozzy theme. I didn't realize we were all doing that.
Sorry.
All right. Ready?
Let's do it.
Can you hear my mouse click? I'm just going to push it a bunch of times in a row. You hear it? Is it really bad?
I mean, typically when you're doing that, other people will be talking, so we probably won't hear it. But if it's complete silence, yeah, we'll hear it. I think it's fine.
Go! This is your announcer, Chuck Landington, welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. Fred Durst said in an interview that none of the members of Limp Bizkit were ever friends. The rest of the band members couldn't be reached for comment because they were all busy having their weekly Limp Bizkit friends and family game night. I guess Fred's invite got lost in the mail. Damn USPS. The Metal Injection Livecast starts now.
They're having some trouble there at the post office, I guess. Welcome to the Metal Injection Livecast. Another great edition of the show. We're glad to have you here, and we are here for another edition. It's August 25th, 2020. We are still alive. We're still alive. For how long, we don't know. But we'll work with it. It's and Rob. Here with 3D. Still alive?
Yep, basically.
Noah, are you still alive?
I'm just a holographic image of myself.
Sid, are you still alive out there?
Was I ever really alive, Rob?
Hmm.
Have I lived?
Sid's dead on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
On the inside, but on the outside. And if you're alive right now and listening live, we're live every Tuesday.
I'm dead on the inside.
We're live every Tuesday around 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You can give us a ring-a-ding-ding. We're live now, 213-WIDE-NUT. That's 213-943-3688. Of course, if you listen to the archives and we say something during the show and you're like, hey, wait a minute, I have a comment on this, you can always email us, hatemail@metalinjection.net. You can send an email via the traditional text approach, or you can use technology to your benefit and record a little voice memo with your phone. Send us that. You can have some fun. And speaking of fun, if you need even more live cast fun, you can always hop on to the Metal Injection live cast Patreon for a little bonus live cast dickin'. What?
What?
But,
I don't think we can actually offer that.
A metaphorical dicking.
Well,
an oral dicking.
Yeah.
A-U-R.
Instead being a dick. Just,
we're going to fuck them in the ear? We're going to ear fuck them?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Must
with,
be
our, with our audio entertainment. And this month we have two bonus episodes up. For $5 a month, you have access to all the bonus episodes we've posted in the last year. There's so many good ones. And this month, we did a watch-along. I was like, what's the term we use? I totally – my brain shut off for a second. My brain ran out of RAM, you know, like when your computer freezes, and then it's just like, oh, there we go. That was what just happened. So we did a watch-along of the pilot to the NBC show. Was it NBC? I think so.
Yeah.
Tag Team. Which starred Jesse Ventura and Roddy Piper from the early 90s. It's absurd. It's ridiculous. And we had a great time recording the 1 hour. And in addition to that, we have a 1 hour roast of Mike Francesa. We tear him apart.
In a very loving way.
No, not maybe you. Maybe you. I did it with hate.
And I can't believe, like, the month is almost over. There's only a few more days left
in
the month.
You forgot to talk about what we just recently did.
Oh, and we you also get access. We had a little Zoom hangout this past weekend with some of our patrons. That was really fun to hang out with Sam and Emily. And Dallas.
Deuterino
for the free
robot Deuterino.
Yeah. We saw everybody's dogs and cats. It was delightful.
Yep. We played a little impromptu game, trivia game.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the next month we have a really, fun for you, painful for us episode. We did a watch-along of Until the Light Takes Us, the Black Metal documentary about Varg and Fenrez, and it was brutal. So
I do not
watch that.
When I say that may have been the worst movie I've ever seen, literally. Like with
aesthetically,
no,
at least.
Yes.
It was rough.
Yeah, but we made it entertaining, I think.
So there's that. So hop on the Patreon, patreon.com/metalinjectionlivecast. And that's a good amount of plugging for right now. Have some more plugs later.
The dicking is on the Patreon. The plugging is on the audio podcast.
Yeah.
Got it.
That's the breakdown.
Dicking versus plugging.
Now you're catching along.
Is that the episode title?
Too vulgar.
I'm not sure.
I just spoke for a censor in my headphones. They said no.
Well, I want to pull up, I have Ozzy in my background.
Say that.
And there's a new documentary that's going to be airing on A&E. Biography, The Nine Lives of Ozzy Osbourne. And I actually got an advanced screener.
Did you?
For this
share?
No, because it was just for me. It wasn't
for
you.
It
wasn't for you.
Yeah, Noah, that would be breaking the law, Noah.
Ask him off air.
Yeah, I'll send you a text message, Rob.
So you can say no off air.
No, I did. I wasn't able to watch the whole thing because it's like 90 minutes, and I watched about almost half of it.
Nobody anymore has the attention span for anything that's 90 minutes long. It's just a terrible idea to do anything that's 90 minutes long.
Well, to be clear, like it was like it wasn't like they sent me a video that I could necessarily even watch on my TV. It was like a flash player because it's like locked down. So you can only view it in the browser. So it was like I was watching it as I was doing work, and then I got a little too busy. So it wasn't like something I could just sit down and focus on. But
Sid, to your point about nothing over 90 minutes being worth watching, I just got a text. Danzig Veronica 2, 91 minutes.
You're right. They almost made it to worth watching. They just cell phones by Danzig.
That would have been the first thing under 90 minutes not worth watching. I've gotten in under the threshold. But
sorry, Glenn.
C'est la vie. Oh.
I wonder if, like, in quarantine, Danzig is working on another movie.
I wonder why you think he's quarantining.
He does anyway.
It's not like he's hanging out.
He's afraid if he goes out, another biker will punch him. He's very
gun
shy.
My Dr. Death shirt because I'm very.
Very nice. Hey, Glenn. I see you haven't been coming out because of the virus. What do you mean virus?
There's a virus. I just don't like people. Why do I sound like this?
That's pretty close. We knew who you meant. I had some tad steaks. Been shitting for a week.
Tad, I guess, is open still in California, probably.
Hopefully it'll get consumed by wildfires.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Maybe that'll actually cook the steak a little less, a wildfire. Being in a wildfire would cook it less.
Less
than
well done,
cooked.
Yeah.
And it'll also kill off all the bacteria on the coleslaw.
Oh, boy. I can't believe you picked up that coleslaw. Still. I you know what I think about? I think about those wine glasses with the plastic on top of it. Yes.
The
sealed wine glass, like just
they had everything
the
in a
peak
in
of
a,
luxury,
like a row where you just snatch up what you want. They had coleslaw, they had steak, not the steak, but everything else. All the sides, so they had wine sitting there just to take, like nine glasses.
And if you think
wine.
About it, they were COVID ready. They wanted everything was sealed.
And the wines were like inside of like a Minute Maid juice refrigerator. You remember?
Yeah.
When did we go there? January? It was like right before
December,
COVID.
I think.
It was like late December. Yeah, like Christmas week, maybe, was it?
Something like that.
I think it was like right, like between Christmas and New Year's. Yeah.
It was definitely cold as fuck.
Mm-hmm. Had steaks kept us nice and warm, though.
While it was in our body, yes. For the 8 minutes it was inside of us.
That warm, burbling diarrhea inside of us kept us nice and warm.
I really did have to shit like 8 seconds after I got home. Not even joking.
Yeah.
I hated myself almost immediately.
Whenever Tad's comes up, I feel like I can do another 90-minute show on it.
Yeah.
It's just so funny. It's such a topic of discussion. We did do a Patreon on it, so go sign up and listen to it. It's great.
That's right. One of the bonus episodes is our review of Tad's. It's both audio and there's an audio and visual component separately, where it's a visual component of us in Tad's and then the post Tad's audio report of how awful we were feeling in the car.
Oh, I'm still remembering that.
I remember that weird feeling of being full and also still hungry and incredibly disappointed. Like, it's just like, I shouldn't eat, but I'm still hungry and I'm in no way satiated.
I felt like recording that in the car when we did that was like the final scene of Man versus Food, except I didn't enjoy it.
There was no prize at the end.
Right. There was no challenge. The challenge
the audience
was
like cheering us on.
The challenge was to not get pomade poisoning.
I think that
still exists or has it been reformatted?
It still exists.
What, tomate poisoning? I think it's in the same format.
Back and better than ever.
El Duderino wants to know if we can do a Grand Prosper Hall review episode.
I mean, are they open for customers right now? I mean, eventually they will
eating.
Be.
I'm not sure, but to be clear, it's just a catering hall. So there's
the
beer garden, yeah.
No, you can also, eat, they have walk-ins. You can, if they have the space, you can sit down and eat their food. You don't have to have a party.
Wait, I thought it wasn't a restaurant, though. I thought it was just a hall. Like, they have a kitchen?
Beer garden.
Have food?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I mean, we can look into it. I remember that when I went there, one time we had an umpire's dinner there. And I went there, and there were just people that walked in and ate, like, in another room. We walked by them.
I mean, are you sure these people just didn't crash your umpire's dinner? I feel like I looked into it because I wanted to have a birthday party there with, like, just like what you're saying, like, just reserve for, you know, 10, 15 people. And it was like, no, it's just like you rent the room and then you have to bring catering yourself. It was that kind of
thing. What? They don't cook the food? Are you sure that's right?
I feel like that's, I'm not 100%, but when I looked into it, that was the roadblock.
Call them right
now, I guess I'm not doing it.
Maybe I'm mixing it up with another catering hall then. So you're saying they don't even have
my dreams did not come true. I did not, I was not able to have my birthday party.
I got news for you. The food is not that great. You wouldn't have enjoyed it.
It was really more for the ambiance.
Very dry chicken and, like, shitty, weak prime rib.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
It's like diner quality.
It's worse than diner quality.
Yep.
Worse than diner quality. Very bland.
Not very
higher
grand.
Than pads?
Not seasoned. But like you're saying now, maybe they didn't cook it. Maybe if someone...
Yeah.
Came, no, no, not as bad as Tabs. That's pushing.
Okay.
It was at least somewhat moist compared to Tabs, I would say. It was still dry on the dry side. Oh, jeez. Hey, Rob, show going on.
Okay, cool. Let's get back to the show.
I love that you're saying that your RAM is dying and then you just took a huge bong hit.
Oh, yeah,
that's
a RAM.
I get my RAM back. That's me emptying my recycling bin. Now my RAM is recharged.
He's ramming the RAM into his body with the, yeah, with the bong.
Rob of the RAM.
Oh, there's Ozzy again. Large
let's
picture of
Ozzy
on the screen.
Let's get this popping. So here's the first look at his A&E biography.
Now, if any, the world needed anything, it was another Ozzy documentary.
Here's the crazy thing about this too, right? This one was produced by his son, Jack Osborne, who had already released a documentary about Ozzy Osbourne like 5 years ago called God Bless Ozzy Osbourne. So it's just like, I mean, in a way it's like good for Ozzy keeping his son, like giving his son work by just constantly churning out Ozzy video. Like that's like, Jack Osbourne is a filmmaker. He's like a producer and all of his credits basically involve his dad.
Yeah, right. I mean, anybody could be a filmmaker if you want to finance your own movies with your inheritance money. Like, that, I guess, right? I mean,
low degree of difficulty.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's probably, they're making some money back. He's selling, like, they had this travel show. It was him and Ozzy just traveling around, like, going to the Alamo, going to, you know, deep diving, whatever. And
just
it's like
all famous places where Ozzy peed in public.
Yeah.
And they just revisiting.
And
it's all places where he all the hotels where he banged a maid on vacation on tour.
Or thought he did, but then woke up and it was a lamp.
There's another fucking lamp. I can't believe it.
God, again.
I keep getting the cord stuck in me bunghole. But I feel like to Rob's point, like, I have nothing against Ozzy. Like, I think it's good that he's giving his son work, but it's just like doing a documentary about the Beatles at this point. Like, everything that there is to know
that
you know, we know already. Like, what's the point?
The good thing about this one is that it's just the behind the music, and Jack just like held the camcorder to the TV and filmed it behind the music. And then once in a while, you hear him saying stuff. But it's not even commenting on the show. It's just like he gets a phone call.
Yeah.
You know what I think? I think they put these out regularly because no one's going to go back and look for an Ozzy Osbourne documentary. This is just to like have like a PR thing and just to like
to have new content
relevant.
Out. Yeah.
So you're saying we're going to get a new documentary every 8 months till the end of time.
Or his
Probably.
End of time.
I mean, they're keeping him in the news because like they also
in the
have.
Nude. Oh God.
I hope not.
He's in like a crate that people have their dogs sleep in, and he's just naked. And they bring him out everyone. Like, we're time to film the next documentary, Ozzy. And he comes out.
He's like the Terminator. When they send him back in time, he has to be naked and in a ball like this. It's time to film again. I'll be right there.
He's a professional, though.
I cut you off, Rob. Sorry about that.
I was going to say they also have a paranormal show now where it's like, it's basically like a paranormal funniest home videos where it's Ozzy, Sharon, and Jack watching paranormal videos.
See, when you say an Ozzy paranormal video, I feel like that's still just pointing a camera at him.
Yeah.
He's already like a wraith, you know. He's already showing up on that, what is that, EMP, whatever that electrophenomenon thing is.
The meter.
I forgot what it's called, but the thing that picks up ghost sounds. That's just Ozzy. Yeah. It's the tape recording of Ozzy.
Kelly doesn't participate in these things anymore?
She's in this movie.
She's in the documentary, but I don't think she's in the...
She just had a glow up.
What does that mean?
She like
an upgrade.
An upgrade. She like disappeared from social media and then she came back looking completely different.
Like she had plastic surgery? Oh.
I mean, probably. I don't know what the Hollywood secrets are, but...
She didn't admit to it.
Interesting.
I don't think she did, no.
Well, like, it doesn't even matter what... It's good for her. As long as
she looks
good.
She looks hot.
Was that recorded after... Was that done after this documentary? Because she looks exactly the same as she did before in the documentary.
I assume so. This documentary is probably shot like a year ago.
Okay.
They're not going to have turn it out that quickly. All right, let's watch this clip.
That was pre-glow-up. All right.
I mean, this is like they really went all out with the animation here. Look at this.
It's cool. Not bad. Who's he hanging out with? What band is that?
That's Motley Crue.
Am I crazy for thinking that the Ozzy cartoon looks more like Jane Lynch?
I thought it looked a little like Dave Mustaine. But...
Yeah, that too.
It does not look like Ozzy, that's for sure. I mean, none of these look like any of them.
The Carrot Top a little bit.
I thought it was Steel Panther.
Wait. Who's Mikey Bibble?
Huh?
He said he used the talents of Mikey Bibble. Who's Mikey Bibble? Is that like the man behind the man? I want to know who Mikey Bibble is.
That was his nickname for Tony Iommi.
Who the fuck is Mikey Bibble? I need to know.
Can I say what I think he's saying? I think he's saying my key people, right?
No, hold on.
I don't know.
Hold on, I know what he's saying.
People.
It does sound like Mikey Bibble, don't get me wrong. Friend.
Making people feel
Mikey
someone
people.
Making
Mikey.
People feel Mikey Bibble someone entertained.
I can't hear it unless Mikey Bibble now.
There should be. Can we get a spinoff documentary about Mikey Bibble?
That's his third personality.
Mikey Bibble. Mikey Bibble. Mikey Bibble is his Roman Zelansky. It's Nicki Minaj. That's what it is. It's his alter ego that he does.
I wanted to say, I don't know. I have so much respect for Rick Rubin as a producer. I don't know what it is, but I'm very freaked out by his tiny feet.
That's his
tiny feet. He always has his shoes off. He doesn't like shoes. He likes his feet to the ground. He feels like there's some sort of cosmic connection with the earth that humans feel. But it's just like, I hate that I constantly have to look at his feet. Not that they're ugly feet. They seem manicured. Like it's never that. It's just,
can you search Rick Rubin feet?
I just hate that his head is like an upside down Gohan from Dragon Ball Z. That's a really bother.
To me, it looks like a Shih Tzu that's like in like an like a tornado and like the hair is just blowing out his head.
I totally see the Shih Tzu in this.
Oh, these pictures. I'm sorry for you audio listeners. We're looking at a wallpaper splayed of pictures of Rick and his ugly ass feet and like balding patch.
He's on.
They're not ugly. They're not.
Wiki feet.
Oh, I'm sure. This is.
All right. Sorry.
So this is now in the. I've seen multiple different studio docs where he's producing. He has this bed in the studio where he's laying like this, and this is him giving notes in the studio. People pay millions of dollars for a guy to lay around like this and give them notes.
Look at how clean his feet are.
Look at that site you found that picture on, WikiFeet Men.
Yeah.
Hold on. It's men.wikifeet.com.
Okay.
So it's, the domain is wikifeet.com. There is a section for the men and a section for the women.
Click it.
That clarification did not help. Make it less weird.
Now you're going to get targeted ads with
for WikiFeet. Oh, wow. There's even a rating system for that.
Wow. A 4-pound.
Wow, I need you to rate these feet down for me. They're just not up to par.
Listen,
please.
I'm curious what the lowest rated.
It's got to be Shaquille O'Neal. He's got some terrifying feet.
You can sort by lowest rating.
Jump to ugly
feet. Oh no!
Oh my God! Poor Vaclav Havel. All you wanted to do was bring peace to Poland.
Can you search for Mikey Bibble?
I mean, that's not. Here nor there.
Search for Shaq feet, though, for real, because those are terrifying.
You've seen?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sid has a WikiFeet profile. Who's Jeff Trachter?
I don't know who that is. Is it like the bad guy from Karate Kid?
It looks like him. Well, that's William Zabka.
Oh, my God.
No.
Oh,
and he has like the toe, like the.
Bunyan.
But this is like an older shot from when he was still with the Lakers. If you look at more recent shots, it's like a thing on Inside the NBA. They always make fun
this?
Of it. I'm explaining on an Inside the NBA. They always make fun of his busted ass feet. There you go.
Oh.
Which one? Oh my God! Oh my God!
Oh,
I feel bad for him. The guy played so many years on those feet, and he's like a big lumbering guy.
He's probably carrying around 300+ pounds.
A fucking hammer toes.
Yeah, it's rough.
That's brutal. That's hard to look at.
Yeah,
that is. This is an explicit episode.
This is a good episode for the audio listeners.
Yeah.
All right, let's go
back to the Shih Tzu.
This Gohan beard again.
It looks like his foot has a mind of its own.
And also his nipples are hard.
Yes, they are.
It's very disturbing.
Like Andrew Cuomo impression.
Wait, does he really have his nipples pierced?
Andrew Cuomo or Rick Rubin?
It's inconclusive if Andrew Cuomo has his
nipples. Yeah, he has not confirmed nor denied it.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. How do you change it? Come on.
What's that, Darren?
I said, how do you change it? Come on. What did he do to change it? He did some good stuff, and he changed it.
Yeah, like, that's a good... That's well.
What about Black Sabbath?
Is anybody doing Black Sabbath today? Like, you know.
Yeah, but, like, look at all the genres of music Black Sabbath inspired, you know? It's not just metal. It's, like, stoner, like, the folky stuff. But is that Ozzy specifically, or Tony Iommi, or like the four of them?
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like,
that's Post Malone.
Yeah. Thanks, Post Malone.
Oh, Damon Lindelof.
Oh. Rob Zombie. Which is why he does 40 documentaries a year.
Huh. I'm pretty sure this is the intro to the documentary.
Oh, okay.
This is like the first 2 minutes of it.
And if it wasn't for him, I would not have a talk show right now.
Or these bruise marks on my neck.
Oh.
You know what's interesting from like a business perspective? Why didn't they use Ozzy's music for this and then like get royalties and shit?
I bet they do.
It's probably because it's like the whoever's paying for this movie, it's too expensive to license his music. It's
It was his son, though.
No, but like his son made the movie, but he still have to license the music. It's not like
his dad
to
can give him a good deal.
It's not up to his dad. Okay. It's up to his label, the label.
It's up to his mom, and she is not cutting any deals.
Okay. New dice. Hear your story walking. Hit the road, Jack.
Oh, it works.
What does that mean?
Because the song Iron Man again? All I am is honest, except when I'm cheating on my wife.
Yeah. Except when Sharon asked me if I was fucking the hairdresser.
No, I swear, honest. I'm not fucking anybody.
That's not true. He told her. He's like, well, since you've asked, I got to be honest.
Yes. You sure he told her on the spot or later on?
That I don't know.
He told
her
on the exact spot where he fucked her.
Here's a clip from the...
Aww. They're showing pictures of him and his kids as babies. It's kind of sweet.
Oh, I fucking hate my father. He's not...
Could you imagine? He picked me up from school occasion. Could you imagine 1986 Ozzy Osbourne showing up to a school or like not even like I can't even.
Is he sober when he's picking him up? Hopefully someone else is driving.
I can't. Oh, okay. Let's hope.
Probably eating bats in front of the school children and making them cry. What's wrong with that?
Good news. If you're worried about how he showed up to school, I'm 99% sure he never showed up to school. Just a story.
Yeah.
He's hired an Ozzy lookalike to go to Jack's school. He doesn't remember.
Imagine it was Dio. Just even in that, he's replacing Ozzy. He just did the father stuff.
Ozzy went on to do a solo tour of schools. He hired Dio to go pick up Jack.
I love that that he's like, oh, I would ask my dad to make me a sandwich, and then he would just go, what do? I'm not even here.
He takes that bird and puts it in between two slices of bread.
Oh, no.
Huh?
When was this interview filmed? This is not like current Ozzy.
That clip was from the 90s. That was like they're talking about the era right before Ozfest, basically. So I'm assuming he's off the road, and they just had like a newsreel that they used.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So it just costs.
Yeah,
old
this is just like stuff we could have compiled on our own if we wanted from like YouTube.
It's a combination of both. There's new and old and repackaged interviews.
Okay. Sort of like Sharon's face. A combination of new and old.
But most old.
Great over there. Loser.
Lollapalooza! You're a Lollapalooza!
You! You love you.
Yeah, I like that they used the footage of the one-off UK show that they did, where there was like all those tens of thousands of people to make it seem like that's what all. Well, you got to hype yourself up.
Yeah. That's the whole point of this thing.
Right.
There were a lot of people at Ozfest when we went. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but there weren't that many. There was like 20,000 as opposed to 50,000. If even 20,000, probably like 15. Still a lot. I'm with you.
Well, remember, like, the tickets were so expensive, and if you wanted to go with your family, it was like planning a family vacation, like the same amount of money.
Why would you take your family to Ozfest?
You know, not everyone is you, Sid. Some people like doing that shit.
But the children? The children? Think of the children, though.
What if they're like tweens? What if they're like 12? Fun thing.
Yes. I suppose, maybe. I vote thumbs down.
I mean, if your parents took you to a concert, wouldn't that have been nice? Like a nice bonding experience?
Yeah, like if they took you to see Alla Pugacheva.
They did. There was no bonding at all.
No, you didn't enjoy it. You didn't feel closer to your mom after Alla Pugacheva sang Vizmiti Mnesa Boy?
Can we hear a little bit of that? Maybe it'll jog my memory of the moment. Maybe I'll have like a
look, I love you, boy. Is that what it means?
Take me with you.
Oh.
Close enough.
Tibia is like love you or something? No.
No, that's you.
Tibia is you.
Oh, pozovi menya s boy. I got the name of the song.
Call me with you?
On. Yeah.
Call me to come with you, I guess.
I got
call
it.
Call me to you.
You can stop them.
I got it. Oh, there we go.
I didn't know Alla Pugacheva had recorded that first.
Yeah, she had some songs in English.
It was a cover.
Nobody had done that.
I'm hearing
Alla Pugacheva played Ozfest.
What's going on?
Everybody wants to do this. Thank the guts to.
Your computer only plays the Ozzy trailer.
It's haunted.
That would be haunted. That would be quite haunted.
And Sharon and Kelly are watching this as their paranormal show.
Oh my god! Imagine.
Amazing.
Hold on, let me get this.
And now here's Alla Pugacheva on the Gal Galatz radio. No? Need more? Okay.
Yeah, give me the extended cut.
That's all I got.
What? That sounded like that was like a cappella.
Gal Galatz.
All right, I got it.
Don't hear it, Rob. What are you just singing? Oh,
there we go. Here comes the hook. It's coming.
This is taking.
Here we go. Позови меня с собой.
Я приду сквозь злые ночи. It's basically the original Camila Cabello. That's what everybody
says.
Okay, now this is gonna be stuck in my head for like 2 weeks. That's the pain I suffer through for the Metal Injection Livecast.
Come on,
it's a great song. I'm not gonna say if it's an earworm, it sticks. And so maybe Alla and Ozzy could tour once that gets back going.
Do you praise her, Rob?
Yes, I praise Alla Pugacheva. And while we're on the topic of music, The biggest night in music is, of course, the Video Music Awards.
What? Is this a library? What's happening?
I just thought that would be a funny transition because obviously, you know, it's not. But the MTV Video Music Awards are happening again this year. And they were scheduled to happen in New York City. And what was interesting is a few months ago, like initially it was planned to be at the Barclays Center. And I remember even in like June, or like late May, Cuomo signed off giving them permission to have the award show in the Barclays Center. And this was like when we were in like full lockdown, you know, like everything was like we were in phase one or whatever, you know,
pre-phase
was it? Yeah, something like that. So it was like really weird. But then ultimately they decided they weren't going to do it at Barclays because I guess I'm assuming nobody was, no celebrity was willing to hang out in an arena for fucking 5 hours at a time.
I bet Kid Rock would have come through.
Yeah. Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah. Kanye.
Well, I guess not the people that they wanted.
Yeah.
So Paramatic. Now... And I guess, you know, it has to be live for some reason. But now they've decided that it's instead going to be capturing the spirit of New York or some bullshit like that. So they're going to have performances all throughout the city at outdoor spaces. So can you imagine how much money they're blowing on this thing, first of all? I mean, I guess it's a good thing in the sense of these union crew will be getting work. Hopefully, if they pay union, let's hope. But the point I wanted to talk about is the stars attending the VMAs in New York City will not have to quarantine. They don't have to follow the same quarantine rules as regular plebeians, such as you and I.
Right.
And so here's the issue. The New York, New Jersey, and I believe Connecticut all have rules in place where if you're traveling from a state that's like a high COVID case state, like Florida, Arizona, California.
There's like 35 states or something on the list, right?
There's some list that they have. And so you have to quarantine for 2 weeks. Does anyone know what the logistics of that is? Here we go. The travel advisory put into place by Cuomo in June orders travelers from more than 30 states to quarantine for 14 days when they arrive in New York. People who arrive at New York airports must complete a Department of Health traveler form. Those who fail to comply may be subject to a $2,000 fine in order to complete mandatory quarantine, according to the state's website. So I guess they might send somebody over to make sure you're quarantined.
No. So if you fill out that form and give your information, you may get a fine of $2,000. If you break your quarantine, it's up $10,000.
I see. But someone would have to catch you breaking quarantine. They would have to be coming by.
Yes.
On the day.
What information are we giving up on these forms?
Just your name, your phone, and your address. Like, that's all. It's not like they're tracking you by your cell phone reception. It's just someone will come in and come around and perform a check. So, bringing it back around to the Video Music Awards, celebrities flying in from these states do not have to follow these quarantine rules, and the Department of Health says that the VMAs apply through their department to allow individuals coming from travel advisory states to participate in the production of the show. And this is in line with methodology granted for professional sports. Similar to professional athletes, the VMA cast and crew are required to adhere to strict procedures, which include quarantining when not working, wearing masks, appropriate social distancing, and rigorous testing during their stay. Exemptions to the travel advisory, which the department has granted on a case-by-case basis, include individuals who have traveled to New York for medical procedures or funerals as examples. Now, Noah, this didn't sit well with you. Talk to me.
Yeah, why we have to follow all these rules and they don't have to. It's bullshit.
Well, I think the reason why they get the waiver is because they are going to be regularly tested.
So what?
They're going to
so we
be
can be
tested
regularly
every day.
Tested. So what?
You could apply for a waiver then.
I know,
you live
like,
here also. Nobody's making you do this.
Yeah. Like, are you traveling?
Well, I think the one my issue with it is that if they're using sports as a guideline, I mean, traveling in sports has been a disaster. Like, there's like seven teams in baseball that have gotten COVID.
But here's the thing. And you know what, Noah? In this sense, I do agree with you. It's like, I think the reason why a lot of people don't take it seriously is all the rules are arbitrary. Like, there's different. It's like, what are even the rules? Like we have these quarantine rules. But you're right, Noah. Why do these celebrities and even like these athletes, like baseball players, for example, they're traveling interstate regularly. All throughout the country, like they're sticking to their region. But like Darren said, I'm not sure if we talked about this on the show or off air, but like the region is from New York to Florida. So it's like, that's not drivable. That's not, you can't just, you know, hop in a bus. You have to hop on a plane, and there's a lot of travel involved. And from what I gather, it's been a total disaster for baseball, right? Like people are constantly popped with COVID.
Yeah, 100%.
Well, I guess I should say I'm against like tracking people who are traveling in. I don't agree with Cuomo wanting to do that. But I also don't agree with like creating these situations where you're purposely bringing people out of state.
Well, so how are they going to – the only way to control coronavirus is by tracking, by knowing who has it, who they might have given it to. And just following the trail. And that's how you suppress it, is making sure all those people quarantine. So if not that, what would you suggest the plan be?
I don't fucking work in government. But
you're saying you don't like the tracking. So like,
I don't want the government tracking me and having my information.
Which information that they have do you not want them having?
Where I travel, where I live,
they already have that. You have to, like, the government knows when you, like, if you take an airplane, you go through the TSA.
Yeah, I know,
so,
but, like, purposefully tracking me, I just don't agree with it.
But, what, like, see, tracking
I'm
is a very...
I'm just giving you my opinion. I'm just, like,
I'm not...
to coronavirus. I'm not an expert.
No. I'm not denying your opinion, but, like, I'm just saying tracking is a very general, it's a broad term. So, like, what part of the tracking are you uncomfortable with is what I'm trying to figure out here.
Giving up my information and having, like, somebody come up and check on me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's weird. I don't know.
It is weird, but, I mean, if they're trying to prevent, like...
There's the thing with this virus is we're going to have to give up some aspect of our privacy or something. Because like the only way to avoid getting it is to know where it is and to not be there, you know? So that information has to be public. It's a fine line. It's weird. But this isn't a science podcast.
Right.
Yes.
As for the VMAs, here's my question. So they're not doing it in one venue. These people are coming here and it's different locations throughout New York. So it's going to be like these disconnected videos from different locations in New York.
Yes.
Why the fuck does it need to be in New York then? Couldn't these people have stayed where they were and filmed from there? Like, that's what, like, if it's not a traditional award show, then why does it have to be treated like why does everybody have to come here? Why?
Well, here, when you start asking that, you could take it to the next level, which is why even have this fucking
award
show?
Why
do we need this? Because right
MTV
now,
wants to have something to put on TV.
Well, they
want to
make money.
Like, that's all, yeah.
Yeah. Capitalism. The answer is always capitalism. Capitalism getting in the way of what's the best.
I think it's just like celebrities needing their egos assuaged. It's just like a stupid...
What do you mean needing their egos? Like, celebrities aren't the ones organizing this. A giant corporation is organizing this.
But if
their
celebrities all said no, then there'd be no show.
Yeah.
I mean, they're complicit, certainly. They
but
got
I just don't get why they need to travel here. If it's not going
to
be in one venue anyway, then just do it from wherever the fuck you already are, and then you don't have an issue about quarantining.
But that's the problem with that is that, I mean, this makes perfect sense to me. The problem on their end is that that's already being done by 90 million celebrities doing their Zoom chats and showing them playing Imagine on the guitar or whatever. So it's not new or interesting content. Like, they want something that will go, oh, we're doing something special. So they're doing this big, stupid New York thing.
Yeah.
And there's millions of dollars involved. Like, there's so many endorsements that they have right now, I'm sure, that they just do not want to lose that money. And I'm always wondering, like, what do the artists get paid? They have to have, like, even if they're not getting paid, like, a performance fee, you know, these sets and these elaborate performances, the production costs money. So they need some sort of budget.
Here's the thing.
So that's
anyone
what I'm always curious
on
about.
TV, anyone who's on TV, with, like, the exception of, like, being interviewed by the news, anyone who is on TV gets paid.
Yeah, right. Yeah, like Lady Gaga's getting paid for this. Like, all the performers here are getting paid. And I guess she lives in New York, so she doesn't have to do much traveling.
Robert Pasabini, will you be covering this event live? You have a press pass?
Red card?
I will not be covering the event live. The VMAs have, what once were one of my favorite events of the year, it's just a shell. It's not even a shell of its former self. It's a shell of a shell of its former self.
Who's nominated in the best metal video category, though?
Jethro Tull.
Well, see, that there's like nothing even remotely metal about it. There's nothing. There's barely even anything remotely rock about it.
I think Post Malone is nominated for metal, best metal act.
Yeah. He's met Ozzy, so that counts, right?
They have a song together, don't they?
Yeah.
He's got metal in his mouth, too, with that.
That's right.
There's Best Rock, and the nominees are Blink-182, Happy Days.
Blink-182 has a new song?
Yeah, I guess so.
Shit, it doesn't say anything about new. You don't have to have a new song. This could be any song.
It's just whatever, like, their intern remembers.
Yeah, One Night in Bangkok is nominated here.
What is?
One Night in Bangkok.
Coldplay, I guess they're still around. Evanescence, that's like the closest. That's like maybe hard rock. Fall Out Boy featuring Wyclef Jean.
I would say Evanescence is metal. Aren't they metal? It's not like really. I wouldn't.
It's hard rock.
I'm not saying whether it's good or bad, but it's, I'll put it under metal, though.
I feel like borderline power metal, I guess.
Yeah.
Green Day and The Killers. That's rock category. So what's even sadder about that is all of these bands are at least 20 years old.
Yeah.
Whereas
not
like all
the
other categories have.
Well, the members are also all at least 20 years old.
That's the thing. All the people in the other categories are younger than the bands in the rock category. They act the length of the band. I guess.
It should have just been 5 nominations for Greta Van Fleet then. Right? That's the only other option if they want younger bands.
What about him? What's him doing?
They've broken up. They're done.
Oh,
what about Haim?
Haim is...
Corey Haim?
I'm not sure.
They're younger.
Well, wow, one of the categories is Best Quarantine Performance.
Seriously?
Yes.
Wow. What are the nominees? It should just be us 5 times, goddammit. It's a fucking podcast.
One of the nominees is Post Malone doing his Nirvana tribute set, which is actually pretty good.
Oh, what about Puddle of Mud? Are they included in this?
They're not included. There's also a category, Everyday Heroes, Frontline Medical Workers, brought to you by Extra.
So what? Is like best performance by a nurse? What the fuck?
I guess it's like a best viral, like best TikTok video by... a medical worker, it looks like. But it's not a votable category, it looks like.
So does it have to be them doing music, though?
It's a nurse dancing in full PPE.
It's them doing a cover,
Oh, for God's sake. All right.
Brutal. So to answer your question, Sid, I will be fast-forwarding through it.
All right.
Just because, I like to watch these. I like to watch variety shows. I'm a variety show fanatic.
Who's hosting? I saw the name and I did not know who it was.
There's
did not
a host?
Recognize. Yes.
Robert Pasabini.
Gideon Yeago.
I don't think he's affiliated with
it. Can do guess.
Rob, have you heard anything about the Golden God Awards? Is that going to be happening?
It might happen next year. Yeah. It's going to happen.
They're still around.
I found out.
Yeah. Well, they took a break. Kiki Palmer.
Yeah, I don't know.
Kiki
who that is.
Palmer.
Oh, I thought
the host.
I thought it was.
Karen. Karen.
She's an actress. She was in the movie Hustlers.
Okay.
Hustler. So yeah, and I guess the performances are Ariana Grande, Black Eyed Peas, BTS, Chloe.
Black Eyed Peas.
Yes. They just put out a new song. I guess without
come
Fergie.
On. God damn.
Yeah, she's not in the band anymore, right?
Yeah. Will I Am needs money. Chloe and Haley or Hale, CNCO, DaBaby. Doja Cat, Jack Harlow, Lady Gaga, Louis Capaldi, Machine Gun Kelly, who's like a rock guy now.
These are giving these are people giving out awards or these are performances?
Performers. Maluma, Miley Cyrus.
Maluma?
Maluma. And The Weeknd.
Oh, all right.
That should be good.
I know one of those people. Yeah. No, I know Machine Gun Kelly.
Too. I feel very old that I don't know a lot of them. But, you know.
If they were Machine Gunning Kelly Osbourne, I would tune in for that.
Oh,
get that going?
That's
nice. Stop.
That's the real glow up.
Oh.
So the halo around her head as she flies off.
All right. All right.
Did you see her hair in that clip? There's no way a bullet could pierce that. She's fine.
It'll go right through the hole.
Yeah. Tunnel. Straight. Little hair tunnel. Who was it that, like, a cartoon character that had that? What am I thinking of? That had that hole in there. It was a little tunnel. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Is that, like, when, like, Bugs Bunny was shot by Elmer Fudd and it went, like, through his fur?
No, it was, like, a real, that's just the way the guy's hair was. It's really bothering me now.
Someone in the Discord will figure that out.
It looked like she was doing an homage to that person.
Mm-hmm.
That's how much it looks like it, but I just can't bring it up.
You think she just holds her phone in there?
Oh, I think I know. I think it was the guy from the real Ghostbusters. Oh, it'd be.
Egon. Yes.
Egon, yeah.
You know what? I think you're right. Oh, my God. Good catch.
That's what I was thinking of. Hold on. First, I thought it was the fake Ghostbusters with that car. Remember that? Let's see. Yep, there it is. That's exactly what I was thinking of. Egon from the real Ghostbusters.
We'll have to post like a split screen.
Okay.
So, Noah, you had a question earlier this week that you asked on our social media. This is why you need to follow us on the social media. Facebook.com/Metal Injection Livecast. Our Twitter handle is MI Livecast. We're on Instagram, Metal Injection Livecast is the handle there. And also, before we talk about the social media, please take a moment in your podcast app. Once you're done listening to this entertaining episode that we provided to you for free, we poured over it for 90 minutes, sweat, our creative juices flowing. All we ask of you, please, give us a 5-star review. Is that so much to ask?
Mm-hmm. No, it's not. Oh, me or them? I think
that's well, me. I hope you don't have to leave a 5-star review.
I think
like
I did already.
Yeah.
I think it'd be fraud if we did that.
Whoops.
I think we're
But anyway,
I think it's the 5-star show. That's my honest opinion.
So do you want me to read my question?
Sure, yeah, go for it.
Okay, Noah's question. Have you ever taken a pair of underwear off that were so repulsive you had to throw them out immediately?
Yeah.
And this can be for any reason or like you just shat them or anything. You just have to
throw them out immediately.
Well, definitely yes, because I've shat my underwear before. But anything other than that, I can say no.
Okay.
I've definitely had like days where like a heavy activity day, be it a long hike or like a moving day.
Moving day.
last call for alcohol. Sorry.
I feel so disgusting that I've thrown out like basically everything I was wearing.
I can't fathom. Like I can understand the whole dynamic of what you're saying. You feel gross and you take, but don't they just go and I've never like sweated up my clothes so much that they're unusable again. Like, I feel
well,
like
it's also like I went into it knowing these are like not my best attire. I'm not wearing new clothing, so it was already on its way out.
Okay.
You just gave the clothing one last hurrah.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to have a great day out together, and then that's it.
With these like triple hole boxers that I have.
So it's not really done. It's not really the crust that you put onto the clothes. It's more like you didn't care to wash them again.
I guess that's fair, yes. I mean, I haven't shat myself since very, very young. But yes, when I did do that, I dumped those underwear.
I've had some. I've never fully shat myself in a long time, but I have had some real serious sharts that required dumping the underwear.
Yeah. I had one a month ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What caused it?
I just thought it was going to be a fart, and more than that came out. And I
snuck
off to the bathroom. I examined, and I was like, it's not worth laundering this.
Exactly.
I tossed it in the garbage.
It could have been.
An older pair of boxer shorts. And I was just
It could have been laundered, but you just said it's a big hassle. You got to wipe it down, spill it out.
I need a little bit more detail, Sid. So after you took your underwear off, did you just put your jeans back on, or did you like walk to the bedroom pantless to change your underwear?
I think I walked to the bedroom pantless very silently, so my wife wouldn't notice.
My wife!
I didn't want to have to explain it to her. I was too embarrassed, so I just, she was in the living room, so I had to, like, walk past her with this all happening.
Did you crumple it up and put it in your pocket?
No. I have a garbage can in my bathroom. So I went right to the bathroom, took everything off, put the underpants. I rinsed them first because I didn't want to turd in my garbage can stinking up the bathroom whenever I threw it all out. But, like, I rinsed a little bit, put it in the garbage, then I walk down with like my t-shirt like pulled low, so if she did walk by maybe she wouldn't notice. I grabbed a pair of underwear out of the bedroom, put that on, good to go.
And thank you for the entire strategy report.
I love it.
Of course.
Well, what would happen if you just told her I shit myself?
Like, nothing, but I'd rather not have to have that conversation, just personally. Rather not have to explain it.
And what did you do with the bag with the underwear in it? How did you...
Eventually, I just, when it was time to take the garbage out, I just tossed that in the main garbage and took it all out.
Hold on, so it was just lingering, your shit-crusted underwear was lingering in your bathroom?
Well, I rinsed it before throwing it in the garbage.
He watered the shit down.
Yeah.
You rinsed it in the tub?
Like my bathroom sink.
Was there brown residue on the underwear when you were dumping them still? Or did you get rid of most of it?
It wasn't perfect.
Did you rub it together to try
and
get it out?
Not too much. Maybe
and then did you like wipe down your sink? Because
of course.
That's like cleaning your house before the maid comes over. You're just throwing it in the garbage. What are you cleaning garbage for?
Yeah, I don't know.
I understand to get a big lump of shit out, but like to get the stain out.
Yeah, I would throw it in the bag, taking the bag, wrapped it out, going outside, dumping that bag immediately.
I actually, whenever I've had a shart, a bad one, I don't even put it in my garbage. I take it, put it in a bag, and I take it out to a public garbage can because, like, I'm kind of worried that the garbage men will take the garbage and somehow puncture the bag and my shitty diaper will fall.
But then I would have still had to explain to my wife why all of a sudden.
My wife!
I'm not a big fan of just taking it upon myself to take the garbage out. I usually wait until she's like, hey, the garbage needs to be taken out. So if all of a sudden I'm showing the initiative to do it, she would definitely question it, and then I would have
you
to...
You shart.
Yeah, right? Like, what happened? Why are you... All of a sudden.
In that
case, why did you ask this question? What happened to you to make you ask this question?
Okay, so I asked this question because I had a realization, and first of all, I want to say thank you to everyone who answered the question on Facebook. I don't know if... I didn't see anything on Twitter, but it made me feel like way more comfortable telling the story. So I don't know what it is, but like I cannot wear white underwear. I don't know if there's like a chemical in the dye or what, But the last time I wore white underwear, I did a workout, and then I went to the bathroom to, you know, like take a shower. I sat on the toilet before, and I take my underwear off, and it stunk so bad from like the sweat. Like it was like yellow from sweat, and then I had like a little bit of like a poop stain on it, and I was like, I guess like the thong was like all the way up in my butt, and like I don't know like how all of this disgusting mess went on my underwear, but this happens to me every time I wear a white thong, and I will no longer wear a white thong. When I wear a light pink thong, it doesn't happen. When I wear a black one, it doesn't happen. Only happens with white thong. So I'm like convinced there's something in the dye that like interacts with my like BO and just makes it intolerable. I had to like use like tongs to throw my underwear away.
You have to tong the thong? Is that what you're saying?
I have to tong my thongs. I don't know. I don't know how guys wear like those tighty whiteies or
white
boxers.
Thongs. They're not going in your
ear
crack.
I don't wear them anyway, but yes. They're not invasive.
But they did tend to get, they were worse than boxers for getting shit stains on them for sure.
They do, there's a higher chance that it would ride up your crack and give you like a little wedgie to kind of wipe down your butthole for sure.
But any white clothing is just more likely to get stained. Like a white t-shirt, you're going to get stains under your armpits. It's just white, just shows all the stains.
Oh, thank you, Sid.
Yes, you're just not prone to shitting, Noah. Don't feel bad about yourself.
Only brown and red thongs from now on, Noah. That should be the rule.
Yeah, then it's disguised, whatever.
Yeah, but it doesn't happen to me. I mean, like here and there, like if I get my period or whatever. But just like, oh God, I can't even. It's just like, just got the chills thinking of the smell.
Or, I mean, you're doing this all at home now, right? So what if you just exercise in the nude? Then there's no underwear to ruin.
No, I can't even exercise in shorts because I just stick to the mat that I have.
If you exercised in the nude, you could probably sell that mat on the internet for quite a high markup afterwards.
Sure.
Really? I don't know.
Sure.
Especially if you had your period.
I could put that on a wall. That's art.
Did you just like dried up uterine wall on this mat?
Like cast Rule 34.
It's like a new Vincent Castiglia painting. My period.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, be very artistic. He's a very talented guy.
He is.
You're a Bosky twat.
Can we make that the episode title?
No.
Too good.
It could just be between us.
No, I had a follow-up question for you about something from our Zoom chat. You mentioned just very briefly in passing, and we moved on to some other topic, but I wanted to ask. I'm going to share my screen because I have a screenshot from this. I'll see if I can make this happen. But I can't because Rob's sharing, I think. So.
Oh,
but anyway.
Hold on.
No, okay.
Or give Darren permission.
Oh, I can do it now?
Yep.
All right, here it is. I don't know. Can you guys see that? Oops,
nope.
Stop. There you go.
Nope.
Oh, I didn't actually share it. There we go.
There we go.
See it? So that's Noah
holding
up a pillow, and it's got a poop stain on it. And yeah. Noah said, hey, look, this is my pillow, and Bruno took a shit on it, and it's got a poop stain. So I screenshotted it because I wanted to ask you, but what now? I have to know. You know there's a poop stain on it. Why didn't you like clean the stain off of it?
Okay, so it's because I started the Zoom call. I was still in a car on my way home.
Oh, okay.
And I just like switched immediately to my laptop as I got home. And when I sat down on the couch, that's when I was like kind of looking around the room to see, you know, like what Bruno.
Wow.
Did.
Way to put Noah on the spot, Darren, about her poop pillow.
No, it's fine because I was.
She knows I love her. I was just curious.
No, it's fine.
My,
my question, the only reason I asked that is because I was like, you just picked up this pillow as if you knew there was a poop stain on it. But you just noticed it then. It makes perfect sense.
Yes, I discovered it, everyone on the Zoom chat.
I thought you were so sentimental about Bruno that you left his poop on the pillow.
Well, you know what happens now with Bruno, because he's so old that when he pushes, you know, to like pee or poop, like both holes start working, I guess. So like when he's peeing, he's also pushing his butt, so he tries to poop. And like so much of his poop now, I guess because of his medication, is like jelly. So he gets a lot of like you know, it like drips down his butthole. Yeah. So I always like wipe his butt when we come home. Sometimes I guess I miss. So he must have been sitting on the couch with his butt on the pillow, and that's how it got there. So it's a mystery.
When you put him in a thong, does it turn brown?
Yes, I do put him in a diaper that's a thong.
Oh, okay. But only white ones, right?
Yes, with little puppies on them.
Aw, that's so cute. Bruno's a very cute dog.
Yeah, it's so my boyfriend and I were laughing because you keep, like, every time Bruno comes into the picture, you're like, oh, he's still alive?
I think it's – no, I didn't say it like that. I just said, wow, he's getting up there because I'm conscious of it because I love him. I don't want him to die, and my cat just died. You know, my cat was younger than Bruno is, so I'm conscious
dog,
of it. You keep saying it like as if I'm, like, rooting for the dog to die. I'm not. I love
it. Sounds like it sometimes.
I just think it's funny that, like, you – like, just people are surprised that he's still around.
I'm not surprised. It's on my mind. Like he just seems like I don't know. Last time I saw him, like I just noticed that he seemed like a little sluggish, and I felt like, oh my God, like this just seems so, you know. But that's what happens to animals. It's not mean to pick on Bruno. Like I love Bruno.
Yeah. Well, you know what's really funny? For my birthday, all of my friends, all you guys were like on a Zoom. And Marina put together a slideshow of a bunch of pictures of me, which kind of felt like I was at my own funeral, but whatever. And like every single picture, Bruno was in the background. Bruno was next to me. He was he's so much a part of me that it's going to be really weird when he's not around anymore.
Oh,
yeah. So far he's great. I mean, he's going to be 15 in like 2 weeks.
Wow. Doing anything special for his birthday?
Probably just give him chicken or something.
Okay. Something.
And sing him a song.
He doesn't usually get to have chicken. Is that a treat?
We've definitely been giving him chicken, and he loves salmon and avocado, so he always gets that if we're eating it.
Damn, what a bougie dog he is.
I know.
Bougie beagle.
And now he started this thing where he won't eat on his own. I have to like feed him with my hand. He's becoming so spoiled. But whatever.
He's babka now.
They've switched.
She eats out of the dish, but I'm just saying, like, she's a little.
Because Rob's
not trying it.
Not a bad thing.
Yeah.
Bougie babka.
That's the next Cardi B song.
Wet ass babka.
Hey now.
It's about the pastry, though.
I mean, really, if we're talking about wet asses, Bruno's got the wet ass, apparently.
And yeah. Noah's got the brown thong issue. That's a wet ass. Wet ass thong.
Runs in the family.
Maybe literally.
Should we read some of these responses to Noah here?
Yeah, please.
Sure, yes.
Pull that up once more. One sec.
I have them up.
Okay. Hit us up with one.
All right. So Jeremy. Yes, but I was just getting to work and thought it was a fart. Luckily, no one was there yet, and I disposed of them in the dumpster just in time after a panicked bathroom trip. Jack.
That would be rough at work.
Oof. Yeah.
Yeah. Luckily, that never happened to me at work. I never have to take my underwear off at work.
That's a drop. We know about Rob taking his underwear off at work.
Oh, come on.
Well, we don't know that he took it off. He could have just ejected.
At least it was not fully on.
Ejected and eject.
I love Aaron's response. Surprise period undies. Yes. Mm. All girls know about surprise period undies.
It's kind of sucky.
Dallas, sharted in my brand new jeans once. Fortunately, I was home, but those underwear got thrown out.
Why are you wearing your brand new jeans at home? You saved that for when you're going out on town.
Maybe he was getting ready to go.
Oh, man. Well, good thing it happened then.
All right.
Jack has some very sound advice here with his comment. He wrote, I was once on a date at a restaurant and sharted pretty badly. There was a single unisex bathroom with someone waiting to use it before me. When I finally got in, I took my pants off. My underwear was pretty bad, so I put them in the garbage, and then I washed my ass and taint in the sink. Took me probably 10 minutes. Now, here's the good advice. When I exited the restroom, there were several people waiting to use it. I avoided eye contact with all of them, got back to the table, and my date said, that took a while. Is everything okay?
Oh,
and I just said, oh, there was a line.
Very nice.
Well done, yeah.
Good.
Quick thinker.
He didn't say, however, how the date turned out, so we don't know how successful that line was.
And
well,
then, and
probably they didn't hook up because it would be weird to just like take off his jeans and see his schlong with no underwear.
Yeah.
It might also jostle whatever, the sex might jostle whatever shit was going on in his bowels too.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Shit again.
So I vote no. No
sheet shard situation.
Jack, if you want to follow up on the post and let us know how everything turned out, we'd appreciate it.
Sure.
And then Matt says, I have a story from last night. I was taking a long multi-hour walk after eating a lot of pizza and my bowels were rumbling and I knew I wouldn't make it back home.
That's the worst feeling.
I ended up dropping pants and shitting next to the highway.
Like a fucking coyote.
Oh no.
I then started walking the rest of the way home with skid marks on my boxers because I had no access to toilet paper. Ooh, that's like it's going to leave a rash. Then a mile into the waddle, I came upon a porta potty that miraculously had toilet paper. I used it appropriately, then realized I can't keep my skidded underwear on. So inside the porta potty, I take a key from my keychain and proceeded to rip said underpants into pieces in a dark porta potty and then pull elastic over my head. I walk commando the rest of the way home. On top of that, my shorts have a hole right near my ass crack. So while walking back, I had a breeze, basically signaling to folks that my back foot is open for business.
So if I understand him correctly, he cut his drawers into pieces. And that was his last resort.
He cut his drawers so as not to have to take off his pants, I guess. And then once the cotton was cut, he took the elastic off above the body.
He should have done the Hulk Hogan tear, except with his underwear.
So I have a story, a short story also. But
a shark story?
No, it's related but different. So I had to run a bunch of errands, as I'm wont to do in the COVID times. I try to hit everything at once on one day, so I'm not all, you know, going out all, you know, multiple times. And one of the things I had to do was pick up my dinner for that night. I didn't feel like cooking or anything, so I go to the shish kebab place, and I get a nice gyro. And then because they take a while to prepare, I go to get my gyro, and I don't care. I say gyro.
I don't know.
Gyro is too hard to say. It's very uncomfortable.
I'm just teasing, but go ahead.
I know. I'm going along with it. So,
it sounds like you're not going along with it.
Pet bite.
Okay. Gyro. So, it takes a while to cook, so I go do my other errands, and I come back, and like, 1 minute stepping in foot into the place, I'm like, I gotta shit.
Oh.
And it's, as you may know from listening to the show for 12 years, I do not have a hold on my sphincter. It's just, when it wants to come out, it comes out. I probably have a good 5 minutes of hold ability. and I was about 12 to 15 minutes away from my house. So I was like, I got to use the bathroom here. And
now, usually gyro places are too small, or like they don't have
a
pretty
big
for
place.
Customers.
Yeah, Sid knows the place. It's a, you know, like a real restaurant that has gyros.
Okay.
So
sorry.
I asked the guy, can I use the bathroom? And he gave me this look like, this motherfucker's going to COVID up my bathroom. You know, he gave me the stink eye, the malakia. So, but he said yes. So I go in there, fairly nice bathroom. And I don't want to touch anything. So I kicked the seat up with my foot and I just squatted over the toilet bowl. So I'm not sitting on the bowl. I'm shitting into an open
You're
bowl.
You're hovering.
In piss position, yes. And one second, it was all done. I had one hefty shove with my haunches. Boom. All the shit is out. But so I'm good. I
you
go.
You need the moussaka in the toilet.
I go and I get the toilet paper. I clean, you know, thoroughly. And then I stand up and I did a Tad Steaks, a mini Tad Steaks. Tad Steaks is different. Tad Steaks was like 95% on the floor, toilet seat and bowl, and 5% in the bowl. This was like 75% in the bowl, but a great deal of splatter outside of the bowl.
I think that's my favorite Dillinger Escape song. Dillinger Escape Plan song, 75% in the bowl.
Well, what's the real one?
43% burned. 43% burned.
And so I really felt obliged to clean it because it wasn't that much. And I said, what am I doing? And I just got the toilet paper. I cleaned everything. I wiped it down, made sure there was but I felt so mortified. Like I'm touching all these things during COVID, you know? And I washed thoroughly for a good like minute and a half.
Yeah.
That was my
I think this is a symptom of just not sitting on the toilet, Darren, and waiting a few minutes to see if you have more shit.
What do you mean?
If you just rested your sphincter in the morning, take a nice 20-30 minute shit, you wouldn't have these sudden breaches.
Well, they're not sudden. I feel that this always happens when I eat something that agitates my stomach. Like I had just eaten lunch before that, and it had just passed through my system, so it was like probably 2 hours later. I ate something. I ate leftover chicken that I think probably wasn't good.
I see.
It didn't taste bad at the time, but I feel like it started hitting me like an hour later.
Mm-hmm.
And then, boom. So I know what you're saying, but I really just believe that my stomach and ass don't work that way. Like when I shit, I stop when I'm done. Like there's nothing cooking in there. I know for a fact that it's done. Like and it doesn't crop up again unless I eat something.
I think you just need to be more okay with sitting on the toilet seats. You need to put down a layer or two of toilet paper and just sit.
Yeah.
Because if the choice is, you sit on the toilet seat, or you might have to actually wipe the whole area afterwards because of splatter. Isn't it better to just sit on the
toilet seat? Really misconstrued. Like, I am perfectly okay. Like, only COVID is what made me not sit on the toilet seat. I always sit on the toilet seat. I wipe it down with, and this is obviously in public places, not in my house.
Yeah.
But I take I wipe the seat dry. I take a wet nap or wet whatever they have and I wet the paper towel, clean it, and I wipe it dry again. Then I wash my hands thoroughly. Then I go back to the toilet and sit on it with my bare ass.
Have you ever had it where you did that and then somebody else came into the bathroom?
One time, this motherfucker, and I said to him, I was in the casino. I was playing poker. And I said, the motherfucker was one table over from me. So after, and I said something to him. I said, hey, man, do you mind? I just really cleaned that and wiped it down. I need to take a shit. And he's like, whatever. First come, first serve. He said something like that.
Oh,
and then I saw the motherfucker at the next table next to me when I went back to play my game. And I was just giving him the fucking malakia the whole time.
God damn.
Piece of shit. Honest mistake. Like, if he had gone in there, how would he know? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's due to my foibles of clean. But once I fucking told him, and then he still marched into the fucking toilet, and he just took a piss.
Ugh.
The nerve.
And he probably pissed all over the seat just to fuck with you.
So yeah, that's a much better, more efficient method when it's a one-person bathroom.
Yeah.
But when it's one of those, like, a line of stalls, then you're risking it. It really is a risk.
You have to just like hold the door open with your leg and then like stretch forward like a ballerina and wash
well,
your hands in the sink.
You act like I haven't thought of that, but the casino bathroom, the sink was a good 15 steps from the stall.
Oh, okay.
Which is also bad design because you wipe, you got to carry whatever shit germs you have to the sink. You know, I don't even want that. I want immediate relief of shit germs after I wipe my ass off. Even if it's just mental, like even if I'm not touching anything.
They're probably just trying to rattle you so you're not as good at your whatever game you're playing.
The casino, well,
like,
yeah.
Yes,
I guess you're right. I don't process it because the games I play are not house games. I play poker. They don't make money off that. But you're right. They're trying to get the blackjack and the craps players.
Yeah. Craps play. I mean, aren't we all craps players when it comes down to it, Darren?
Yes, some more than others. But you know, just to wrap that all up in a little bow, like I do not have qualms about sitting on public toilets. That's the least thing that bothers me.
Okay.
Because I feel like people's asses are the most clean thing about them. Like their cheeks, I should say, not their assholes, but the asshole isn't touching anything. So I feel like pressing my ass cheeks to where someone else's ass cheeks were is not a big deal unless there's like visible piss and stuff or whatever or hairs. That freaks me out. But I wipe it down and then I'm good. Like that doesn't bother me. So that's not what caused pads. It's that I didn't have time to put the fucking seat down properly or to angle my ass over it or to get on the seat. So I just...
It was a code red.
It was coming out. It was DEFCON 1. And what caused this one was COVID. This one was like... I don't want to sit on the seat because it's a public toilet and I'm during a worldwide plague. Mm-hmm. But it really, I do not have, that is not what caused either of those two things, is not wanting to touch the seat. I'm fine.
I will say also, when you mentioned, you hinted at this story before we started the show. So I went on this place's Yelp page and did a search for bathroom and toilet. And there are a couple of posts of people saying that the bathroom is not that clean.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well, luck of the draw. You know, I mean, it was perfectly well, but also maybe those reviews are from before COVID came out, and it was used way more, I would assume. They do have outdoor dining, though, so I guess it's getting used somewhat. There's people sitting. There were people sitting there eating as I was in there, shitting.
It's a good place. My mom
very
has
good.
That place. It's by my mom, so
one
we
of the
pick up from there.
One of the best gyros I've ever had in my life.
I'll have to try their gyro.
It's on Kings Highway.
It's on Kings Highway and East 19th Street.
Oh, gyro place.
And then where the Carvel used to be, right?
Yes. It takes up like two or three places, and one of them being Carvel. It's huge.
Oh, yeah. Carvel was on the corner.
Yep, the shack. It was like a little shack.
Yeah.
Not O'Neill. Different shack.
It's right across
from
there.
Primetime Billiards there? Or is that
close? Well, it was down the block, but it was attached in the building. It's the same building. And Studio 19, remember that?
the hair salon.
Studio 19.
You're the only one.
I went there once.
Hair, body, and soul.
Did you go there
local
before your prom, Noah, to get your hair permed?
Well, if you're looking for that commercial, I looked in vain and couldn't find it once. So good. In the vein of Central Sports, probably the same production company.
Oh, I'm sure.
All these local Brooklyn cable ads.
Definitely.
I don't know if does that work the same outside in New York? Like, you have your local ads that play on your cable system.
I'm sure.
Have to absolutely.
I know you see all these like weird local ads sometimes, but used to come.
I mean,
blocks,
that's how I found Tire Kingdom.
Yeah, and that's what the Grand Prosper Hall ads are too.
Basically
the same thing.
Well, unfortunately, it's that time of the show, folks.
Got to say goodbye for now.
We got to say goodbye, but before we say goodbye, we want to give a special shout out to our top live cast fans of the week. You can be a top live cast fan of the week by donating $10 at patreon.com/metalinjectionlivecast. Now, let me do this as Sharon Osbourne.
Oh, no.
Here we are, top live cast fans of the week. Ozzy, do you know Eric? Do you know Robert Ganoush, a.k.a. Justin? Ozzy, say hello to Benjamin.
talk too loud, it cuts you off.
Am I am, I am.
I'll move back.
Oh, we got to meet Sam I am on our call. That was cool.
Sweetheart.
Ginger! That's your sister. LaCroix! Opie! Say hello to the Crick Station Sensation, a.k.a. Goldsumber!
Hello, Goldsumber. I heard you eat the tails on the shrimp. That's
Buzz it off! I think he owes you $20, Alfie!
Give me my bleeding $20.
Dennis! You remember what happened in Dennis, Alfie?
Dennis, I remember
that. Robert Vampiro! Vampiro! Vampiro!
I bit the head off a bat once.
James! Hugo! Likes tacos! Here goes, Harvey! Oh, God! It's Josh, Harvey!
Oh, it's like Patty and Selma.
I'll never eat your taco again, Carol.
I think it's more of a burrito bowl, to be honest.
Oh. And on that note, we're out of here.
Bye. Bye.
All right.
Yay, we did it.
Good.
That was so funny.
The
music kind of eats up what, like, your voice. I don't know what happens there. But I think it'll be fine.
Yeah. All right.
Darren, you look so funny being Ozzy.
Really? Well, yeah. I'm trying to look like him.
Yeah, no, it was hilarious.
I'll never eat your taco.
All right. I got to run. Chat later. I'll send you, I'll text you, Noah, when I drop off, when it's done.
Okay. Sounds good.
Bye. Bye.